Welcome to Buccaneers Total Access with Deshaun Goldson.
Bryant drops back to throw, seven-step drop, looks downfield, throws the post down. It's intercepted, picked off at the 45. Great pick by Deshaun Goldson.
Now your host, Ronnie Lane.
My goodness, he's had a whale of a game today.
Along with number 38, Deshaun Goldson.
All right, welcome to another edition of Total Access on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Ronnie Night Train Lane, alone with the Hulk, number 38, Deshaun Goldson. What's up, man? How are you?
Chilling. I'm good.
How'd you spend your off day today?
Man, running a bunch of errands. Went and saw some chiropractors. Remember last week we were talking about taking care of your body? Went and saw a chiropractor today, got the cold tub, got in the hot tub.
I think I'm going to need to do that my own bad self.
Yeah.
Got a little impingement going on back here, man. Got, you know, part of my hands numb. That ain't good.
Well, no, that ain't good. You still get football injuries, man. That's a rough life out here, I see.
Yeah, I've been messing around too much. We got a little Tampa Bay Youth League Super Bowl team in here, man. The Colts.
Man. Shout out to the West Chase Colts. They out here in the house.
Cozy Coleman, former Buccaneer.
Super Bowl champs.
Yeah. Nice job by them.
Undefeated, too, man. That's kind of hard. It's a big thing. That's a big deal. We're undefeated. We're on the Super Bowl. That's big time.
So they ran the table. Did your youth football league team run the table?
You know what? We did a year. But we had some good teams we played against, man. But we did one year. But we won some championships also, though. You know, we was pretty good. Tri-City Falcons, shout out.
Tri-City Falcons. Got it done. All right, this is obviously going to be the last time that you'll have the chance to chat and catch up with Deshaun Goldson. So here are the numbers, 990-4620. That's 813-990-4620. Pinellas, it's 727-461-4620 and toll-free. That number is 800-596-BUCKS. That's 2827, as we will not do a show next week. It's Christmas Eve. We all got family obligations on Christmas Eve, and then the following Tuesday is New Year's Eve.
I know, right?
Man. I don't go out on New Year's
Time's
Eve anymore.
Flying,
man.
Time really flying.
What do you do on New Year's Eve? You just chill?
I just chill, man. The last couple of years, I was in house, just chilling with the fam, wiping my people over, my friends. Just
See, that's the way I like to do it on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, man. That's the best way.
You know, kind of like amateur night out there. Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking anyone who wants to go out and do the party thing. That's right, fine. Right. I did it
man,
a number of years.
Why we want to bring in a New Year like that? Bring it in with your loved ones. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah, man. That's a given. You can go have a party, have a good time any other day.
Families, yeah, get refocused for the upcoming year.
There you go. There you go. Man, my early years, I think I'm guilty of this now. My early years, you know, I didn't got it in a little bit. You know, high school. You know, we some of the boys. We went to high school. One memory had. We went to Las Vegas. We weren't even old enough to really get it in how we wanted to, but we was on that strip, boy.
Oh, in Vegas? In high school?
In high school.
Come on, man.
I'm telling you, man. It was a fun time. We'll leave it at that, though.
Yeah, better leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Particularly if it was high school. Now, when you were legally able to drink,
right,
you had to have gone to some, like, you know, low-down parties, man.
I've been to a few low now.
You know, big-time collegiate athlete. And then as a pro athlete, you had to have gone to some shang digs, as we used to say.
I was involved with some nice low parties, but, I mean, I got out of that in my early year, 2 years in the league. I mean, it was all the same. You know?
Yeah.
It was all the same. I'd rather just brought it in with family and friends, man. If I'm not with my family, I'm for sure with my friends.
Much safer that way anyway.
Exactly.
Because you can get it. I've been in a couple of fixes on New Year's Eve, but I'm here. I survived.
That's good. Man, I heard a lot of stories. Man, there's a lot of nonsense be going on. People think, you know, you got to do the most coming in, bringing the year. They want to bring it in. You know, just be cool and be safe, you know.
People get carried away.
Yeah, a lot. But I think, you know, I'm going to chill. Keep it calm.
Good. We're here with Deshaun Goldson, Buccaneers Total Access. It is our final show of the year. As you heard me mention a moment ago, Christmas Eve is coming up a week from tonight, and then a week from that, it is New Year's Eve. So this is your last opportunity to get on Hulk Radio.
Come on now.
Deshaun, the Hulk Goldson.
Y'all wanna holler at me. Go ahead and dial in.
You can ask this man anything. You can take it, right? You can handle anything.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Bring it on.
The world lost a great leader in Nelson Mandela. Your thoughts?
That was crucial. That was definitely heartbroken, man. This is a guy who paved the way for a lot of us and made some sacrifices. And to lose a lot, he lived in a long time. And I'm sure he has no regrets.
27 years in prison as a political prisoner, and then coming out not hating anyone. That's a special cap, man.
That's a special man. That's a definition of a leader and a man, man. That's big time.
Unified that country.
You can't lock me up 27 years. Me had no hate. We're going to have some problems. I get out. I'm taking it to the extreme.
I'm afraid a lot of us are like that, man. I'm telling you. We'll get to the phones on that note, and we'll start with Willie in Lakeland. Willie, what's up, man? Welcome to Hawk Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's up, Will?
Not much, man. I just wanted to basically compliment you on your play, man. I think you, you are an excellent defensive player, dog, and we were lucky to get you. You know, unfortunately, things are going the way they've been going for us this year, but, still got to keep your head up, man, and finish strong. You guys on defense anyway, I think you guys are doing an awesome job, and just keep up the good work, man.
Man, I appreciate that. Definitely. That's big time. We're excited about, finishing this year off strong and coming back and getting this thing rolling. But I think I'm more happy to be here and grateful to be here than anything. And just keep supporting us, and we'll get this thing turned around sooner or later.
Well, I appreciate the phone call. Hey, what kind of emotions were going through your mind running out there Sunday playing your old team, man, the San Francisco 49ers? Spent your first 6 years there.
In the beginning when I got to the stadium, I was in my own zone, I was kind of late coming out the locker room. I was, just doing my own thing, my routine thing, listening to my music, chilling. And then I was like, man, let me hurry up and get dressed. I got to get out there with the fellas. But it was cool, man. It was good to see everybody, the coaches and, the GM was there. He shout out to me. I got to see a lot of the guys. During the game, I wasn't feeling that. I was just feeling the win. I wanted to beat them, I wasn't really thinking about it until after the game when a lot of guys came up, and I didn't realize how much, I missed some of those guys and some of those faces. But other than that, man, it was game on. I was, trying to get a win for my team.
Yeah, who did you trust most in San Francisco as far as players that you run with?
Terrell Brown was one of my dogs, man. Like I said, he was one of the guys that I came up with coming out of college. We trained together. Fortunately, we got drafted at the same place. We just clicked, from there, and was real close. Navarro Bowman, Patrick Willis, Vernon, one of those guys. Some of the guys that was there prior to that left, was Keo Spikes, some guys that I looked up to, Moran Norris, some guys. Frank Gore is a good friend of mine. The whole team is, we was pretty good. It was a good football team, a good family.
Does Gore work out harder than you?
Nobody work harder than me, what I'm saying? he's pretty – he's a hard worker, bro.
Right.
He's real, real. He gets it in.
Play that position, you got to really take care of your body.
For sure.
To play football at all, you got to take care of your body. But running back?
Yeah. Your body take a lot of punishment, man. You got 300-pounders laying on you. You got linebackers smacking. You got safeties hitting you.
You get any good looks on Gore Sunday?
Nah, I got one. It wouldn't.
Did you say anything? He say anything?
No, yeah. He's like, man, come on, what you doing, man? Don't hit me, man. Come on. It was funny just playing with some of those dudes, the stuff they were saying, man. It was cool. It was fun. But
did you get a good look on on Vernon?
I didn't. I think I missed the opportunity. I had an opportunity there, and I didn't. My angle, approaching him wasn't good. He ran a slant, too. And I was sitting in the post, and my angle to the ball was a little off. And I just kind of got his ankles and get him on the ground. I missed him. If I was there a split second, it would have been.
You got one good look in, though. We got it. We got it on tape, man.
Yeah.
Here it is right here.
Flushed out of the pocket. Kaepernick running for his life to his right. Throws it upfield. It is caught. Dropped at the 11-yard line. Big hit to Sean Golson in the pit of the black of Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, I remember that shot, man. That was a good look, man. I should have hawked on it. I didn't realize.
What was that?
I should have hawked on him.
What does that mean, hawk on him?
Spread them wings. it was good. It was good. I was playing defense on the corner, tight end on the outside. He was running the seam right. And I seen Cap, scrambling. And I saw Anquan just being a vet and broke his route off and trying to
help his quarterback out.
Right. And I just saw him looking right at him. I'm like, that ain't going to help. That ain't going to work.
We talked about how special Cap was last week, mm-hmm. and he showed that on Sunday. He made some throws that I marveled at.
Oh, yeah. He, I mean, I was watching it again, and I was like, man, he really do that? Like, he running to the left side of the field and threw the ball all the way to the right, like, on a run. Like, he had to torque his whole body. I'm like,
and he threw the ball on a line.
On a line. Like, he got flexible. His torso is really flexible, and he's strong.
Man. Boy, he's sick, man. Yeah. He's sick. Let's get back to the phones. I believe John in Parrish has been holding. John?
Hey, Ronnie. Hey, Deshaun. Thanks for taking my call.
John, what's
up? You
got
it.
Hey, Deshaun, it's an honor speaking to you, man. Thank you very much. Listen, I got two questions for you, if you wouldn't mind. First one, besides the obvious with the losing season, A, what are your biggest regrets for the season? And B, if let's say they make Deshaun Golson the coach next year, what would be the thing that you would change most about the Buccaneers, man? Thank you very much. Merry Christmas, guys. Take
care. All right, John. Thanks, man.
Wow. Good questions. but biggest regrets, I don't have any regrets. I think everything, you know, happens for a reason. And the choices I've made all through my life, I learned to deal with them, and I've dealt with them, and it turned out perfect. And I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. Or, you know, a lot of people ask me that question, even coming out of college, man. You know, I had a opportunity to go to different places, a lot of places. And when I chose Washington, and they seen that we weren't that good in college, but we wasn't that good, you know. We had a losing record. They was asking me, you regret not going to USC or UCLA? Nah, I really don't. I think things happen for a reason. And I also wanted to go somewhere where somebody, you know, wanted me and not just needed me, you know what I mean? Well, needed me and not just wanted me, actually.
Were you recruited heavily by USC?
Yeah, I was, actually, man. I was.
And you chose Washington.
I chose Washington. What happened was, I take that back. Let me get back. I'm going to get to your question, but I was coming out of high school. I wasn't, you know, getting ready to qualify. I was going to qualify almost. And then USC was there. They came to me. It was like, you know, we don't like you're going to qualify. We're not going to be able to offer you the scholarship. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So a lot of teams, you know, backed off of me, a lot of colleges. And then Washington was still there. They were like, you know what, we're going to stick with you. We think you can get it done. Ooh, you need to make you do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. And maybe you can qualify. I'm like, okay. So I did it, and I didn't qualify. And, you know, they were like, you know what, we got another opportunity for you. We'll send you. We think this is a good place. You know, look into it, see if you like it. So end up going to a junior college, then transferred back to Washington. Went there, you know, had a good time and played some good football there. Met some good people.
Was it junior college in Kansas?
Yeah, Coffeyville.
Is that like junior college capital of the world?
Man, they got some good colleges out there. Some good players come out of there, man. They got some real good colleges. The competition there is crazy, too.
Yeah, all right. Now, what was the second part of John's question? If you were a coach?
If I was a coach, what would I do next year? Good question, man. I never thought about going into coaching, for one. I mean, being a coach is a tough job, man. I think
a whole lot of work.
Man, it's a whole lot of work. A lot of time you got to put in. I mean, and you got to take a whole lot of, you know, criticism. Obviously, we know that, right?
Yeah. All you got to do is listen to coaches.
Yeah,
I think I take enough.
I don't think I want to take that much heat.
He takes some heat, player.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't think I'll do any different than any other team. You know, just, you know, try to get some nice recruits in like everybody else. I mean, I think we have some good recruiting classes here. You know, we got some good players. Look at Levante. We got, you know, Mark Barron. Just some of those things that they do. I mean, they, not to, you know, pick on me, but, you know, they brought me in here, Darrell Revis, you know, Jared McCoy. I mean, they do a good job of recruiting. Just, you know, continue that. Bringing in some good players that want to win and, you know, just continue to build.
Well, this defense, in my opinion, is not that far away from championship form. Mm-hmm. Really isn't. You guys have, you know, you really came together in that Buffalo game. A little bit of a setback last week, but again, you were playing a quarterback that's not normal.
Right.
You know, in Colin Kaepernick. Not that I'm making an excuse for what happened last week, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I understand. I mean, I think you're on the right track, man. I think, you know, when we go in after these games, what we do on defense, you know, we have a goal sheet, and I think most of the times we meet our goals. Sometimes we fall a little short, but it just shows you. I mean, we still, you know, up there at the best of them. You know, we still ranked number one in interception takeaways, top five in, you know, yards, rushing, whatever it is. I mean, we got so many, you know, goals. I think we right there in the top 10, top five. So, I think we're doing good things on defense, and we will be competitive come, you know, the next few years.
All right, he's Deshaun Golson, the Hawk. Good to have you with us on Buccaneers Total Access. We'll take a break here. We'll be right back in just a moment. You know the numbers, 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620. Toll free, that number is 800-596-BUCKS. That's 2827. I'm Ronnie Night Train Lane. Bubba and Wesley Chapel, you'll be up first when we get back here on Buccaneers Total Access on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
DAE and 95.3 FM, home of the Buccaneers.
You're with us on Buccaneers Total Access as we get closer and closer to the big holidays to end the year and ring in 2014. The Buccaneers have two games left, both on the road, unfortunately, but hey, it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do, and the Bucs will try and finish strong against the St. Louis Rams and the arch enemies, the New Orleans Saints. Well, I tell you what, the Rams smacked all the you-know-what off the Saints the other day.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I saw a couple of highlights. The boys playing good, man. They do a good job of running the football, too. The Rams, they got a good thing going on over there. It's good to see them. I was fortunate to play against them a lot, being in San Francisco, man.
Yeah, we'll get to them in a second. Yeah. The St. Louis Rams looming next on the Buccaneers schedule. 1 o'clock kick from St. Louis. Let's get back to the phones. I promised Bubba and Wesley Chapel that he'd be up first. Appreciate your patience with us tonight, Bubba. Welcome to Hawk Radio with Deshaun Golson.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight, man?
All right, man.
How you doing?
Hey, Deshaun. Hey, man, what's going on with y'all music during the pregame, man?
Oh, Bubba, that's what I'm talking about. I've been waiting on you to call in and jump on my side on that. I hope Coach is listening to this, too, in the gym. Mark, Dominic, everybody tuning into this. We got Bubba in the house. And, yeah, go ahead, Bubba. Tell them what you want to tell them, man, because I've been complaining about that since I got here, too, about that pregame music.
Hey, man, when 99 used to come out that tunnel, he had his own music, and they didn't dare touch that. But like I said, man, and on third down, man, what's going on? Aerosmith. We want Trinidad James, some Future. We want a little bit of everything.
Hey, go ahead and send your request, man. See, 99 was an animal. He's a different beast, man. I can't get my own music here. I can't get my own music. To that, see, that's probably what I need. If I was a coach, then I'd get my own music. See that guy who called in earlier.
John,
if I was a coach,
John, yeah.
Yeah, if I was the coach, I'd go ahead and get the players their own music. The fans get in free. Well, no, I don't know about
but
that.
But before Bubby.
Get hot wings for everybody. You get free popcorn.
Listen to you.
I'm telling you.
Now, before Bubby even called, Bubby, you still there? All right, Bubba's gone. What kind of music are you listening to get yourself in the right frame of mind,
man,
before the game?
Some stuff I can't play on the radio. Nah, but it's just the rap stuff. I listen to rap, man. I listen to rap. It's a different time, you know, when I want to different moods and different stuff.
Sure.
You know, when I'm getting ready for a game, I'm trying to get my mind, you know. I'm trying to get in my zone, you know. So I'm just playing my little hip hop stuff going. But he named a few of those artists, man. I listened to. He hit him. Yeah, he on board. I like Bubba.
I think, you know, you got enough clout.
Like he a DJ or something.
You got enough, you know, we got a whole nother season. I mean, off season. You got enough clout now to, you know.
I know.
Make some requests
for
something.
They try to look out. No, they really do. They try. I know they try to get everybody what they want, you know.
Right.
They try.
Kind of hard to please
but the music,
everybody.
Yeah, exactly. But the music is a little like, all right. You know.
So it needs to be more. Have more.
We are getting ready to go to war with another team. We're
right.
Getting ready to
hit. Needs to have a little more thump to it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just a little more adrenaline. Get your little adrenaline going. A little more. Yeah.
I got you. I mean, it's like if you're doing cardio in the gym and you're listening to music, you're not listening to Barbra Streisand.
You ain't even listening to jazz while you're sitting there.
Yeah.
Pumping, you know what I'm saying? I like jazz, but I'm not.
I do too, but there's a time and place for that.
Exactly. That's my point. Yeah. See, Bubba, I like Bubba. See, Bubba knows what's going on.
I can't be listening to Luther while I'm trying to do cardio. You know, Luther Vandross, I can't. Yeah. That's for another time.
Nah, you don't want that.
All right. Let's get back to the phones. 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, toll free 800-596-2827 is your last chance to get at my man, Deshaun Golson, the Hawk, as this show is over after tonight. No show on Christmas Eve, no show on New Year's Eve. So, Brian and Tampa, you're up next. What up, Brian?
Hey, actually, my name's Ryan. I was mistaken. I'm sorry.
All right, no worries.
Basically, my question was, is last weekend watching the game, it kind of looked like we were dropping in the zone, and I was curious if that was mainly because Colin Kaepernick is such an athletic quarterback and can kind of get out of the pocket. And if so, did we have someone spying him most of the time?
To answer your question, Ryan, I think we did a little. We mixed it up. We did a lot of man and zone just to keep him off balance. And a quarterback like that, you can't play a whole game with man. You got your backs turned to him. He's going to take off and run for about 30 yards.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you had to – we thought, you know, we coaches, you know, thought we had a good plan. We had a good plan, you know, mixing it up. And I think we did. We stuck to it. And – I mean, he's a good quarterback. He saw some holes and he capitalized on it. But a lot of those plays, he, you know, those third downs with Hurtis was him just breaking out of the pocket and grabbing those yards, man. Just
and getting out of the grasp of people who are about to sack him.
Exactly. Man, just being an athlete, I can't coach that.
No, that's a God-given talent.
Yeah.
Natural talent, and he's got it.
Right.
And that's why he was able to take you guys to the Super Bowl last year, or help you get there. I mean, it's more than just a quarterback, but the quarterback is obviously very important as far as the offense is concerned. So, tough opponent, San Francisco 49ers. That is behind you guys now.
Yeah.
It's over?
It's over. It's a wrap.
How long did that one stick with you, though, after the game? A little bit.
Man, you know, it came back and, you know, here and there, little spots, but I wasn't concerned too much, you know. After, you know, you lose, you start thinking about, you know, what went wrong or what you could have done better, you know, and it's just, of course, I mean, I'm sure with anybody on the team, you always had those plays you wish you could take back, you know what I'm saying? Or I had by like two or three. A couple of them was kill shots. And another was, you know, thing I left a boy out there to dry. And this is just some plays you wish you can, you know, you take back. But, I mean, it's over. You know what I'm saying? You can't dwell on that. You can't, you know, complain. It's spoiled milk now. It's a wrap.
You move on.
There you go.
All right. Coming up, you have the St. Louis Rams. And obviously, you are probably more familiar with the Rams. They are in your old division, the NFC West.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what this team is all about, even though they do not have their starting quarterback. You know, Kellen, he's been doing all right in there.
Yeah, I mean, he beat the Saints.
Yeah.
That's a good football team. And I'm sure he got some other W's, but he's stepping in there as a veteran guy, crafty guy. I'm sure the guys look up to him, and he knows the game. He knows how to, you know, control the game. And got to make sure we get hands in his face and get people on him, man.
What kind of a running back and a challenge is Zach Stacy?
I mean, he's a good running back, man. He's coming along. He's starting to really make a name for himself, and he did some good things against, I watched one of those games a while back, man. He was toting that pill, Seattle. He was running that ball on them, man, pretty good. But he's a good running back, and they got another guy that he liked to change the pace up when he was a more shafty guy, more speedy kind of guy. But it's no easier, man. We just
is that
go.
Cunningham or is it?
Is it Cunningham?
Richardson? Cunningham?
I think it's Richardson. The guy, what is that, the one with the dreads? Dreadhead guy.
Yeah.
One of them.
At any rate,
yeah.
The Rams are, you know, some people would look at that and go, well, that, you know, the Bucs should be able to go there and win that game with ease. It doesn't work that way in the National Football League.
Nah, man, any given Sunday, man. It's you got to prepare. You got to work. Preparation is key. You know, this week is going to be vital again. It's going to be extremely important, you know, for guys to feel good and definitely get the game plan down and understand what we got to get done when we go up there to St. Louis.
Rams, Bucs, Sunday afternoon. As we continue here, you know, I wanted to ask you a couple of things about, you know, what you are about, what Deshaun Golson is about. So, like, for instance, if I ask you if you're into the arts at all, what you would be into, if you're into performing arts, if you're into music, I mean, what concert would you go to? You see where I'm going? We're trying to find out about you, the man, Deshaun.
Me, man. To be honest, I haven't done a lot of concerts. I haven't done a lot of concerts in my years. I mean, I've been to a few. But they're more, you know, some artists that I like.
Which ones did you really enjoy? Really enjoy? I mean, I've been to a ton of concerts. Some of them I enjoy more than others, obviously. But
I've been to some. The ones I've been to where it was either like a radio station put on or something like that. Right. So it was various. It was a lot. It was a couple artists. I've been to one with Miguel. He's a pretty good artist. I've been to, of course, the Cash Money, and he was there on that. Been to Keisha Cole's. I think Keisha Cole in the concert. She's pretty good.
She's a good performer, yeah, good entertainer.
She, yeah, she's pretty good. You know, one person I want to see, though. Don't take this the wrong way.
Am I going to take it the wrong way?
No, this is a fine woman now.
Okay.
I want to see that Beyonce in concert, bro. I want to see that Beyonce. Nah, but I think she's pretty good, man. You see the numbers this lady is doing right now?
She's making
history, man.
Her husband's a businessman as well as an entertainer, yeah. So he knows what time it is.
They know what they're doing over there, man.
He's even branched into your area, man, in the sports agency.
Right? That's crazy. He's doing it, man. He's real good at what he do, man.
So you like what Beyonce does on stage? You like her music? Yeah. She is an entertainer.
I mean, yeah, she's a good entertainer. I put it like that. I mean, I like her music, but I don't know a lot of it, you know, because it's just not my thing. But she's a good entertainer for sure.
She's dropped a new CD,
easy,
right?
On the eyes, too.
Oh, very easy, yeah, on the eyes. Yeah. Bootylicious, as the fellas would say.
Bootylicious.
Didn't she have a song called Bootylicious? I don't know.
Yeah, she did, actually.
She did. Look at Alan.
That's a throwback right there.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah. All right, let's hit the phones one more time before we head to another break. Let's go to Brian in Louisville. Brian in Louisville, Kentucky. You calling from Louisville?
Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I've got a question. I know you just went through the whole free agency process. You landed with Tampa, man. My big question is I kind of want to know, like, you know, do things throughout the year affect how players, like, choose where they're going? Like this year with what the Bucks went through with the whole Mercer thing and then everybody trying to bag on Siakam and everything else, man. I mean, is that something the players take into consideration, or is it just something like money talks and, you know, just or the players there? And basically, like, do y'all have anything to – or can you guys influence any of them players? Or like, just how does that whole process work, man? That's all I was wanting, man. I appreciate it.
All right. As far as the free agency, I mean, everything is pretty much you take into account because you're leaving. This is your life. This is your job. You know what I mean? This is, you know, what you do. This is how you support your family. So you have to make the right decisions on, you know, are you going to be happy here? These things, if this is where you want to spend the rest of your life, your career, you want to end your career here or what? So that all that stuff you got to take into consideration, you know, your coaching staff. You know, the players, you know, who they have there. I mean, what's the potential on, you know, making it, the city itself, you know what I'm saying? You get the community, how's the community? There's a lot of things that play a toll in when you want to pick your new team. I mean, some people just go for the money. I mean, but I don't think that'll be smart. You got to be happy at the same time. You want to go somewhere where you're unhappy and you just, I mean, you're going to be rich, but you're going to be unhappy. And you're not going to be comfortable there. And I think some of those things really have to be taken into consideration.
What turned you on about this facility? This is an outstanding training facility here.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. This is what it's supposed to look like, you know. State of the art. Everything is clean around. Everything is perfect. I mean, the building itself, the people, the employees here, I mean, the coaches, I mean, the whole environment.
That play into your decision when you're a free agent?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, I'm not looking to go to another team after this. This is my stop, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully I'll be able to finish out here. That's the way I looked at it when I was making my decision.
One Buck Palace. We love it. That's where we are. It's Buccaneers Total Access. We will return. I promise you that. If you want to get in on the conversation with Deshaun Golson, feel free to do so. Again, this is our last show of the year. 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620. Toll free, that number is 800-596-2827. I'm Ronnie Lane. He's Deshaun Golson. The Hawk. We'll be right back.
WDAE and 95.3 FM, the home of the Buccaneers.
To Buccaneers Total Access, it's Hawk Radio with Deshaun Golson.
Bring it in.
Number 38, the Hawk.
Yes, sir.
Deshaun, we'll get back to the phones here in just a second. I lost my thought. I didn't take a note on something here I was going to do, but I've got this question about the St. Louis Rams and what Fisher is trying to do there in St. Louis. Overall, what's your take of what this Rams team is all about?
They definitely, I mean, with the new quarterback being in there now, it's you know, they look like they're trying to be a little bit conservative. They don't want to, you know, give things away, give the game away. But they do a good job of running the ball and trying to set you up with them. And whereas when Bradford was there, you know, they had the whole playbook to play with. And, you know, he's strong quarterback, strong arm. Accurate at the same time. He's pretty good. He can run the ball. He can also lead the pocket and deliver the ball on a run. So it was a lot of things that team was doing. And right now, I think they just, you know, they've been more conservative. Ain't too much they can give you know, the quarterback to handle. So I think that's a good deed for us. We just got to go in there and play our football.
Yeah, it looks to me just, you know, I just briefly looked at some of their stats before we came in here today that a lot of things are happening around their defense. Their defense is forcing turnovers and being disruptive, particularly in the pass rush, man. I looked at this one guy, Robert Quinn, 15 sacks. Yeah, he's got 15 sacks.
He's a pretty good player.
And seven forced fumbles.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. Then they got another guy, Long, on the other end. He's been pretty good, too.
That's Howie's kid, right?
Yeah.
Chris Long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they got fierce pass rush. We know that, and it can be quite disruptive. So it's going to be another challenge on Sunday, particularly in their house.
Definitely. I think those guys do good. They play good at home. Stadium is – you ever been in that stadium lately?
I haven't been there lately, no. Yeah, but I have been in there.
You go in there, like the mood, I mean, it can really lower you to sleep a little bit.
There's something about that place,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's the lighting in there.
Yeah, it's kind of dim. And
yeah. It's crazy.
See, I feel what you're talking about.
Yeah,
when I traveled with the Bucks and worked sidelines, we played a Monday night game in there. And against Marshall
yeah.
and company, and supposed to be
nice,
the
man.
What was they called it, the greatest show on turf, you know, when they had I can't think of the quarterback, Kurt Warner, and they had
Kurt
those fleet-footed
I
receivers.
I played against Kurt, man.
Yeah.
Played against Kurt. Kurt was nice.
Yeah, he was accurate, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was nice, man. He ran that offense. He was in Arizona at the time when I played against him.
Right.
He ran that offense like clockwork with Fitz out there. It was a good duo, man.
Indeed. So, yeah. But that stadium, it's funny you would mention that. It has a weird aura about it.
Yeah.
The Edward Jones Dome, I think that's what they call it. Not sure. Maybe something else now. But
can't fall for that. We got to go in there and bring our energy, man. We're on
absolutely.
The road, so we got to go and bring our energy.
Do what you do on D.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Jason in Tampa. What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Hey, Sean, a couple things I just wanted to ask you. One is when you got the ball in the air and headed towards receivers, you know, what's the first thing? I mean, are you looking to, you know, hit the receiver? Are you looking to knock the ball out? Are you looking to take the ball away? I mean, just on an instinct, it's like if you had a choice of all three, I mean, would you, you know, your initial be to, you know, to put the lay the hit, you know, or are you trying to try to take the ball away? Or what should you prefer to do? That's one. That's the first thing. And the other one is a little bit more about the food out in San Francisco, because I mean, California and San Fran's known for their food, and the cuisine out there is a lot different. I didn't know if there was anything that you kind of miss food wise out there in San Fran that you can't really find over here in Tampa Bay. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, appreciate that.
Appreciate you calling, Jason. But you heard that saying, there's a time and place for everything.
Sure.
And that's definitely what it is, especially being the last man of defense back there. You got to definitely be careful and make your decisions wisely. I mean, one of my coaches always told me, for sure, tackle's a good tackle. You can't go for the big hit all the time. You got to make sure you just get the guy on the ground. So with that being said, man, when the ball's in the air, it's definitely, you know, my approach, my angle to the ball. If I can know I can get there on time, I will deliver that hit, that blow. But if it's, you know, ball in the air and I might, you know, miss him or something, then I might have, or say I'm approaching the ball and I feel that I can get there on time and fashion, a good and get the ball out of his hands or get the ball before he get there, I'm definitely going for the pick. But, man, a lot of people always ask me, what you rather do, get the interception or get the hit? I mean, of course I want to get the ball. I want to give me a chance to score or give the court our offense, you know, opportunity to try to score the points. Right. I mean, that's the game. We all want to win at the end of the day. But big hits is always good because it's a momentum shifter, you know, and then you set the tone for the game. You make sure the guy's going to start looking and tiptoeing coming across that middle next time. And then you get the whole stadium and the crowd into it. So, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, got his perks, but he definitely would like to get the ball and try to get points on the board more than anything.
All right. Food in San Francisco.
As far as the food. Food in San Francisco. They have some good places to eat now. I mean, there's nothing I can't do without. Being, if anything, it's more where I'm from in L.A. You know, there's a lot of places down there I like to go. I like to eat, man. But, I mean, here in the Bay, in Tampa, we got some good places, man. There's a lot of good sushi spots around here. I mean, seafood has been pretty good around here. You know, steakhouse. I mean, there's a couple of steakhouses, man. Ocean Prime is one of my good ones. You know?
OP. Yeah, Ocean man. Prime.
They got some good food there.
Been known to run through there time and to my own bad self. What's that?
Yeah. Obviously, everything is in the
It is good eats there. Yeah,
it's good eats. You know, the employees, the people are polite, you know, and they take care of you, look out for it.
Do they recognize you when you run through there?
Yeah, they do, man. Some people, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm try to be low-key. Wear my hats, you know.
Down low? On the down low?
Nah, but, I mean, everybody being respectful, especially when you're being out. I mean, that's what I like about this town, too, man. I think everybody's more respectful.
And generally, if they see you're out, what looks like what, family or
right,
what have
right.
you, they kind of
– They'll just show love and show you how much they appreciate you being here. And, I'm all for that, and I really appreciate that.
Well, it certainly has made a difference with the pass defense, having you and having Darrell Revis and Jonathan Banks, man. That young man's coming along, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's going to be a good player. He's doing the right things, man. He loves to learn too. He's not scared to ask questions to some of the vets. You know, he wants to make plays and he wants to be good. So that's a good thing. He's doing the right thing of being under Revis. You know, asking him questions, picking his brain, and he's performing. I mean, what else can you ask for?
So we get in your ear a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say, how should I handle this situation? Is a rookie corner, and we were talking about how, you know, the pass defense was certainly lacking last season, but tremendous strides this season with you guys there, and a lot of that has to do with the new personnel that has been brought in. So props, man.
Yeah, man.
Big time. I mean, you don't lead
it, man,
leading the league in interceptions is not an easy task.
No, it's a collective effort, man. I think, you know, our front seven do a good job of putting pressure on those quarterbacks and, you know, our linebackers, you know, Levante has been, you know, tremendous all year, and Mason Foster been doing real good also, man. I think he got his hands on a few balls, got some touchdowns, and those guys are doing big things, man. I think it's just working well together. And I said, man, we got to keep pushing, keep fighting, keep believing. And
now, Mason played at Washington, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah?
Yeah, he actually came after me. I played with Daniel Tate in that sign, though.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he was there when I was
kind of
there.
Cat is he, man?
Oh, man.
He a little different,
isn't he? Yeah, he cool, man. He definitely different, but, you know, he's don't fall for it. He's a smart kid.
Right.
Yeah, he's very smart.
Yeah, he just kind of acts a little aloof in the locker room sometimes.
He's just, he just loose, man. He just, you know, some people just like that. They cool, they goofy at times, but, you know, he's on point. I like him, man. He's a good friend.
All right, we're with Deshaun Golson. This is Buccaneers Total Access. We'll take our final break for the evening. Come back, grab more of your phone calls at 813-990-4620, 727-461-4620, and toll free. That number is 800-596-2827. If you want to get at Deshaun, it's your last. Better holla
for sure.
Right now.
Last show,
we got a few minutes left, and we got lines available for you. So hit us up on Buccaneers Total
Access.
I'll
be back next year.
Golston earns a big paycheck today.
On 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the Buccaneers.
We appreciate you listening and hanging in there with us on Buccaneers Total Access tonight. Having a lot of fun with Hawk Radio tonight. Deshaun Golson, number 38 here, and his phones are all blowing up because you people are showing him the love. Now, I don't, you know.
Keep it coming.
You were telling me that you love you're hearing from the fans on Twitter, right?
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
At Hawk 38.
Hawk 38, come on with it, keep bringing it.
It got over 1 million followers.
Man, I'm still getting hate, too, man. Why do these people hate me so much, man?
Hate?
They bitter. They bitter. I'm like, man, get over it. It's been a whole year now. I'm Bug Nation. Get over it.
Oh, you mean Niner fans?
Yeah.
Really?
Man, what's wrong with these people, man? Every time I post, even on IG, on Instagram, if I go ahead and post a picture, man, they... okay. You know, move on.
I was, paying attention to Twitter. We pay attention to Twitter while the game's going on. Mm. And they were hating you're here now, but
right.
Niner fan was hating on our boy Rondy Barber because he was doing the game on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, they were going off, going crazy, saying some unkind things. I'm like, man, I hope Rondy ain't on Twitter. So I checked, couldn't find him on Twitter. But he was doing your game on Sunday, and the folks in San Francisco didn't appreciate a former Buck.
I know, right? They're bitter about that.
Yeah, they didn't like that at all. But hey.
Do they got any 49ers doing any games? Did you know of? Well, Deion, he was an ex-player. He was there before.
Yeah, he's with the NFL Network. I don't think he actually works games doing commentary. He does a lot of pre- and post-game stuff.
Okay.
Steve Young, but he doesn't cover games per se either. He does a lot of pre- and post-game stuff for ESPN. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think if there is a 49. Mm-hmm. Who?
No, I was going to say, I thought I might have saw, but I think that might have been just an interview. I saw Jerry Rice on one. No, I guess not.
So do you hear what these what these guys that cover the game say about you? Does it get back to you? Does someone retweet something someone said about you?
Yeah, sometimes, one of my friends or somebody, a family member might hear something, or one of my boys that might text me, yeah, man. Some of it good, some bad stuff. It's negative stuff, just people. Some people just talking like they know what's like they really know what they're talking about.
Right.
You know, it's just he say, she say stuff. I've been going through that for a long time, man. People really think they know you. They don't have no idea. Think they know what's going on or what situations you've been in. It's like, come on. They only can know everybody got an opinion.
Sure.
I mean, it is what it is. But it's like, can I live? Let me live. Let me just live. That's all I want to do.
Now, when you pick up the phone to tweet, mm-hmm. What do you tweet about normally?
Sometimes I'm interactive more than anything. It's whatever on my mind, how I'm feeling at the time, or I'm just interacting or answering questions with a fan, just talking, going back and forth. I was a big tweeter, early in the years. This has been fun. Like, I just have a lot of time and just go on. Somebody will tweet something, ask me, what's up, Deshaun? What you doing today? Just answering, just going back and forth with everybody. That was a good day. Some people were just always in it just to, for the followers. Like, how many followers you got? Like, a popularity thing. Like, it's sure. More of an interacting thing with me. Like,
right.
Just being real with people.
Well, I tell you, a million. That's damn good. Let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Gary in Seminole. Gary, what up, man? Welcome to Hawk Radio.
Hey, guys. Hey, Deshaun, man, you're from L.A., so whereabouts in L.A.? That's where I'm from.
You from L.A.?
Yeah, man.
And that's what's up, man. I went to Norbonne, though. I went to Norbonne High School. I lived all the way. I lived in Englewood. I bounced around a lot, man. I stayed in Gardena, Englewood.
Yeah, I went to school. Yeah. Okay, so you're Marine League. You played out there in the Marine League, Norbonne.
Yeah, in Norbonne, yep. Played against Pedro, Banning, Carson,
San Pedro, Banning, Carson.
Where in L.A. you from?
I'm from South Central, man, 64th and Budlong, right off of Vermont in between.
My uncle stayed over there in Budlong. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Right.
Yeah, man. God, that is awesome, man, to have a fellow Angelino out here, man. That really excites me, man. Did you play in youth football for Baldwin Hills or South Bay or where did you?
Youth, I played for Tri-City.
I
played for Tri-City. Right. But I'm familiar with all them, though.
All
my closest friends played with Baldwin and Demos.
Hey, man, like you said, the best eating places are definitely in L.A., man. There's no doubt about that. I wanted to ask you, how would you compare Harbaugh and Shiano as coaches?
Just do different philosophy. Those guys.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Coach Harbaugh is, coach's guy. He likes to be involved a lot. We play in the locker room, play around with the players. He's one of those guys. Big jokester. He was cool. Shiano's more business, man. He's he take his business serious. And I mean, what else could you ask for, man? This guy has a job to do. You know, he has a lot of expectations, and he got a lot to live up to. Some good coaches came in here, you know, came through here, and trying to put some things together and get some W's around here.
Indeed. Harbaugh, you think there's any chance he will leave San Francisco and go to Texas, coach at Texas? There's that out there. You know, there's always that out there about coaches going here and there.
I don't know. What year is it for Harbaugh in San Fran? What, third year maybe?
Yeah, it seems to me that's taking a step. I mean, not to slam the Texas program. And I know it's a great program and a great opportunity, and they got eons of money.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're at the highest level right now in the National Football League. Yeah. I mean, he was one win away from the from winning it all last year.
Right. I can't see that. Just the guy that I see or him. No, I don't see him leaving, though.
No, Harbaugh? I don't either. But, people like to
Michigan,
start some stuff.
It was Michigan involved. I don't know. You know, that's his alma mater. He still
talks Big Blue.
Yeah. Big Michigan guys. I don't know. That was
Speaking of college real quick, I don't know if you know or not, but and you probably do, that they're going to a championship format now, a little playoff with four teams starting next season.
I saw that. Okay.
And the first game is going to be played at Jerry World. Well, that's what we call Dallas, the stadium there, mm-hmm. Jerry World. Second game is going to be played out in Glendale and, you know, that place where the Cardinals play. And the third championship game in 2017, right here, Raymond James Stadium.
Raymond
How about
James.
That?
It's big time.
That is big time.
Yeah, that's good, man. Hopefully, you know, I'll still be around. I'll be attending.
I think we all want to get some of that,
yeah,
man.
That'd be
good.
It's
going to be a
festive. I think that's about time for that, man. I think that's about time for all that and all this nonsense going on. And people who's the best, you know what I mean?
Right. No more debate. No matter how many teams you put in the playoffs, somebody's going to be griping about they didn't get in.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
You step your game up, man.
Yeah. There you go. Get in that Final Four.
Right.
So there'll be a selection committee, but I'm envisioning they'll tweak it and, you know, probably expand the playoffs. I mean, look at the college basketball playoffs. That's expanded a couple of times. So it's probably going to happen on the football side too. But I'm very excited about that, man. Tampa gets this in 2017.
Yeah, that's big. That's good. I mean, when last time Super Bowl? Was that Super Bowl? When was
last
Super Bowl?
Last Super Bowl here was 08.
08.
And that was Baltimore. Pittsburgh.
It was
Pittsburgh and the Cardinals.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember that. Yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, I was down here.
That catch,
didn't
huh?
go. I was living in D.C. at the time. I came down for the game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, got to holler at the fellas.
But that was
but,
fun time.
It's always a festive occasion here. Good time. Good time. Tampa does a nice job with the Super Bowl, so I'm sure they're going to be in line for another one down the road here soon, particularly after landing such a caveat as that college championship game.
Mm-hmm. They got was a bowl game here this year, ain't it? The Outback Bowl. Or something.
Yeah, the Outback. They do a nice job, man. Yeah.
LSU and Iowa. Or something.
LSU and Iowa. Big Ten, SEC.
Yeah, man, that'll be good. That's when is that? I might have to check that out, man.
Yeah, I'm definitely going. January 1, New Year's Day, 1:00 kick. Hey, Deshaun, it's been great, man. Good luck on Sunday.
No, man.
Merry
it.
Christmas, Happy New Year, all that good stuff.
It's been a pleasure working with you, man.
I'll see you around, player.
No, for sure, no doubt.
All right. The Director of Broadcast Operations, Jeff Ryan, Alan Barrett here from Public Relations back at the studio. It's Eric Sachs. To all, happy, happy Christmas and New Year,
yes.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Be careful. Have fun.